supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what are you hearing from healthcare providers about how the pandemic has affected them and their mental health?
Well, it's had a devastating impact. I mean, there was one healthcare provider that said that she has seen more death than she has seen in her entire medical career combined. And it's quite shocking and disorienting for her to see it. I'm hearing stories of not just fatigue, but emotional fatigue, spiritual fatigue. They feel empty inside. I've heard so many stories, Mike, and that are heartbreaking. And now I'm beginning to hear stories of fear of when it comes back again with a vengeance, like it is in, Southwest.
What are people afraid of in terms of a second wave or the pandemic getting worse?
They're afraid of being re-traumatized. I mean, so many of them have post-traumatic stress, and here we go again. And, you know, this is not a trigger if, heaven forbid, it comes back. It's not a trigger. It's the real event taking place again. So any of us who have been traumatized and live with post-traumatic stress, if the same thing happens again, if there's a chance the same thing happening again, you just live with all that anxiety.
What do you think helps healthcare workers deal with all of this stress and all of this adversity?
I'm hoping they get time off. I'm hoping they get to relax and do something every day that gives them pleasure. One of the things we find is that relationships are critical here. And I'm not just talking about relationships at home and family and friends. I'm talking about relationship in the workplace with peers and colleagues, relationships that are close enough and trustworthy enough so that you can open up when you feel you can't take it anymore, or you're depressed, or you're having suicidal thoughts. If you have a relationship where you feel safe to open up at that level, you're more likely to be resilient through this whole thing.
What could employers do to make sure that the people working in the hospital, working in their healthcare practice, feel safe and feel okay?
First of all, they have to know that their bosses care for them. And they can do that with email, with Zoom. They can do that with an open forum. You know, email me with ideas about what you need and what you'd like here in the workplace that would be of help for you. Things like that. You know, open, honest communication where, you know, it's a team here, and let's do this together and take care of one another together.
So if you're working in healthcare, what's the best thing you can do for yourself as we're going through this difficult time?
Whatever it is, care for yourself. Be aware of how much you are suffering and find compassion for the good person that you are, the overworked person that you are. At the very least, find compassion. And by the way, don't forget to breathe while you're working and be aware of your breath. And that'll help ground you. And trying your best to do something every day that gives you pleasure.
Thank you, Dan.
My pleasure.